Father in heaven, I'm so thankful for your many blessings. I'm thankful for where you brought me from. Lord, I know it's impossible in my own self to even understand this day. And I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your wonderful loving kindness, your tender mercy, your love, your compassions you have beyond measure. And Father, I thank you for all the wonderful, the last 30 years, all the wonderful times I've seen you move mightily, all the times I've seen people healed, seen miracles, all these things that most people never see, and I've seen them on a continuous basis, and I know that I'm nothing this day, and I don't understand why you even let me see these wonderful things, but I know that you're real, and I know that you're faithful, and I know that you love those who walk humbly before you. And Father, I believe that that is the key for a successful, that people that want to please you, that is the key, is humility. And when we walk humbly, it pleases your heart. And Father, I just pray that you'd bless abundantly this night. Father, I have no message this night. And I look to you and I come, as always, just waiting upon you. And Lord, you're so wonderful. I don't know how you do it. I am amazed myself, and I stay amazed when I hear these tapes, and I'm amazed whatever comes forth, and I'm amazed when I know that you heal and all these wonderful things, but it's so like when you touched Holly and Rip, how amazed. I knew it was going to happen, but yet it's how you do it is beyond my understanding. And all I have to do is just to have faith in you. And Father, help that faith tonight to grow ecstatically by the move of thy mighty Spirit. But Father, I know there's one area that determines is the Spirit. And Father, I guess that's the only part of me that I can see that I have a help from you is in the Spirit. And Father, I thank you that your Spirit is powerful. Your Spirit is mighty. And your Spirit is something that we don't see it in the natural. It's there in a supernatural degree that we can look at a person. If you don't tell us, he might be full of the Spirit. We won't really know it unless you tell us, unless he demonstrates the gifts. The Spirit is not actually seen. But Father, he's powerful. And Lord, I thank you that for that hidden treasure that you put in all men, all women, if they want it. And Father, I thank you for that all that time that I, and I know you must have helped me in doing it, praying for those many years. Lord, that you helped me to do that. And Father, everything that we do that you want to better us, you help us. You're there to restructure us. You're there to reform us in the image of you. And Lord, we come in this world so ugly, and you work on us. We're just like a little caterpillar crawling around, and we're so crawling around in the filth. And pretty soon you let us come to that place that we attire ourselves as a butterfly, and that butterfly becomes beautiful wings. Beautiful, all the colors of the butterfly is so wonderful. And Father, we know that's the picture of the Christian. Before we knew you, we were just ugliness. There's ugliness. We just crawl around in the filth like the caterpillar. But Father, we know that when that day any man be in Christ or any woman be in Christ, they are a new creation or a new creature. And Father, former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. That is your word. And your word is always truth. Always will be true. And Father, we thank you, oh, that you're forever truthful, that we can stand upon your word. Your word is beyond any measure, the most highest above. There's no way of calibrating your truth. Your truth is truth, beyond truth. It's supernatural. It's glorious. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing this night. Father, we pray that you'll bring forth a message this night as you desire. I pray, Lord God, that I would just relax in you right now and you would take over and your Spirit would do the work in me this night, and I would only be a vessel that you would be used for your glory. And Father, I just thank you. I give you praise. I give you honor in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. We're living in a day of basics. What people see is what, that's it. So what we see is very important. But with faith in God, it's beyond that. It's something that's what you don't see, that you have faith in believing what you don't see. And with that is how miracles happen. That's how God moves through your heart in any depth. You have to be able to relax and believe that God's able to do something wonderfully in you. He won't drop you. He won't hurt you. But He will get the best out of you that He can get out of you if you'll give Him yourself. And basically, it's letting go. You know, sometimes we want to hang on, and we have to sort of let go and say, God, you just take over. It's like a doctor. There comes a time we go to doctors. We have a serious injury that we have to actually put us to sleep, and the doctor takes over. That's basically what it is in the spirit. God has to literally put us to sleep, and then we're walking in Him. I think that's probably the closest I can come up with through the Spirit of God. We're still there, but we're not the dominant individual. And you say, well, that's not good because I want to think it all through. Well, it's good to have thinking. It's good to have your thinking, but you need your thinking in the Lord. You need to get it, say, well, start very basic. Do you want to please God? And there's a lot of people say, well, I don't even know what I want to do that. But they claim to be Christians. So when I was a new Christian, I wanted to please the Lord. I remember when I come to Jesus, oh, I just drowned. I was almost drowned, lost my life. And I give my heart to the Lord. I just felt His presence. And I was just in an old, low-caliber church. Praise God. But boy, I felt the presence of God, and God was real. And I knew He was special. And it's something. God is there to help us wherever we are. We have no excuses. When we stand before Him in that day, none of us have no excuses. He says, why didn't you do this? We're going to have our mouths open, because we won't have a word. We won't have nothing to be able to utter when He asks us what we're doing. Because He wants us to grow and mature that we might be His offspring. His offspring should be like Him. We take on our Father's nature. We take on His looks. We take on His disposition. We take on what His mannerism. We take on, that should be our aim. That should be our style. That should be in us that we take this on. But when we don't take this on, then it's when we start having troubles. And that's where God's going to start us with today, because there's people that take this on. They still love God, but their surroundings has a way of taking their spirit from them. They're these type of people that can't be around someone else that's a little bit off-center, because they get like the person's off-center. God wants us to be a original in every place we are, that we're not going to change. The whole world can change around us, and that's another part of that growing, that we don't change. We're the same today here. If you go to church, you don't change. You don't change in the church. You don't change here, even though they move through the Spirit. But that is basically, if God will move you by the Spirit that way, as long as you stay in His steps, in His image. We grow to the place that God can mature us. This is the first step that we take, coming to the place after we accept Jesus, that we're willing for God to take care of me, to able to channel me, to able to provide for me. And like He used to tell me, says, my son, if you can't believe me, then I can't use you. A few times I made statements. I said, Lord, if I do this and it doesn't work, I'll get fired and I'm going to lose Betty and everything. He said, get that out of your mind, because I can't use you if you get that in there. You can't think that way. See, our thinking can't be negative no longer. We got to come to a place that our Father is going to take care of us. That's the hardest step, is to believe that He can get us through it, that He can make us over into His image and His likeness. We see ourselves many times distorted because the enemy wants us to look for ourselves, that we can't do nothing, and we can't within ourselves. The enemy is true. We can't do anything. But with God, we're more than conquerors through Him. And that's the number two step, that we start realizing that God's able to change us from glory into glory. And when we're in glory, we're like that caterpillar. We're just bubble around, crawl around with the snakes and all the terrible things on the ground. And when we start moved upon us, He moves us up in the heavenly places. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, former things are passed away. Behold, in Ephesians it says He puts us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So there's a raising, a standard that we start raising our sights toward heaven. And we keep our eyes continually on the Lord Jesus Christ. But what happens And what does happen is people start well, many, many start well, but in a few weeks, it's like Jesus gave the parables, some planted upon the stony ground, some planted on the different soils, and many, some didn't get their ground worked properly, and they had what we call crop failures. And some have a little partial crop, but God wants us to have abundant crop. God wants us to have us a big crop. God wants us to mature with our life. But this no crop is a failure. And so we find most of us all, we don't like to do anything where there's possibility that we might fail in it. That's in our human attire. That we don't want, I wouldn't want to go play baseball with a professional because he'd make me look real bad. But if the Lord told me to do it, I'd still have to go do it because it shouldn't bother me. But in my natural, I would feel like I was a failure. Why would I want to go associate with someone could outdo, run me, could outscore me, got everything that I could do, outfield, do anything that, with a baseball that which I couldn't do. But I have to have my mindset that it wouldn't bother me if God would want me to do it. We can say, but this is good what God has, because we got to come to that place that I am my image of my Father. And see, we don't realize this. Our image, we have to help God in changing our image from a black image to a light image. That we shine as the stars in heaven. We shine and we let our light shine daily with the Spirit of God. This is still not the message. Maybe we'll not get to the message today. But this, because God, there's a message hooked to this that we need to realize that there's people in this land and over America especially, that we have all started well, we find ourselves coming a time when we're not really where we should be. We're finding a time and our growth has stopped. We're coming to a place of no longer productive in our lives for the Spirit of God. And God's been speaking to my heart that this is very real and something that we need to think about and encourage yourself in the Lord. And in the 18th chapter of Revelations, I'm not going to really come in hard on this right now, but the Spirit of God wants me to read some scriptures, and I believe it's locked to America. It says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that she be not partakers of her sins, that she receive not her plagues. I feel the presence of God. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewardeth you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she has filled to her double, how much she has glorified herself. This is talking about this city, this people, talking about a group of people. She has lived deliciously, much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart. This is the problem. She saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. America has really had her chance. America has had good days. America has really been a blessed nation. But today we have to all conclude that sin is in America. Our judges are going against anything that's Christian. The people's in high places. God's not number one no longer. God will not do this. He's not going to sit back and sit in the back seat. We're living in a land where we still got some churches. But that's about basically all we got. But I think that our churches are even getting lukewarm. The Bible says, I have known the time, not as high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of life. In the third chapter of Revelation, John went out and got this revelations from the Lord. It was the seven churches. And as he went out in the first, second, third chapter of Revelation, it goes out that the churches were lukewarm. They'd lost their first love. He continues on with this, and it's really, I've made a study of this for the last few months, but there's a lot of verses that says, he that overcometh shall inherit. But this first three chapters is very it's probably the down section for what takes place in the last section of Revelation, because this is the church that God says is not really on fire. It's lost its first love. And this is the churches, the seven churches. And I'm sure if they lost their first love, we're way down below that, because we've really lost our love. But I would like to read something that goes along with what was just been read. It says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. See, then he says, I wish to be cold or hot than to be lukewarm. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's pretty, God's speaking this through the Spirit of God. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and I increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not, this is what I said, knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Now that's over there in this other chapter, basically the same thing. I counsel thee to, and this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich. God wants to be rich. And with white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and the anointing of the eyes, and the eye salve, that thou mayest see. God wants to see to put eye salve on our eyes, that we might see better. As many as I love, I rebuke and chastise, be zealous therefore, and repent. God chastises those whom he loveth. It's like a parent. You as a parent, and you seeing your kids going off to a certain way, you'd be very concerned. You'd be a good parent, you'd talk to them about it. You'd tell them, says, I think that you're going wrong. Well, God's above our earthly parents a lot. He's what we're about. He made us, we're here. He give us our mothers and our fathers. He did all that. He knows where our lifeline curved back, but he knows curved back to where the genealogies went curved back from the very beginning. He knows where we come from. He knows where we are. There's nothing hid from God. It's hard for us to understand, but this is what God knows. He knows everything. He knows how even tractors are made. I don't know why he does it, but he does. He knows how they're built. He knows all about them. He knows more than I know, a lot more, and he proved it. And he is real. He knows all the super manuals on the computers. He knows it. He is it. He's one that built the computer. God's God. Truly is. And they've proven it in your body. There's little machines working your body like road machines out here, and they work. If you take the microscopes and see them, how they work, and they move, go in there and do great things. Your body, God's ahead of everybody. He done just like IBM. They said they wanted to make this little engine, and they made it where they couldn't ever see it. They had to do it through multiplication of lenses, where they could build this little engine. And if the human can do these things, then what can God do? But see, as God spoke to me this afternoon, I'm going to bring in another part right now that fits right in. When we come to place, and we have to really be realistic at this, because God told me this, and I'm not here to make ways, but God says it's need to learn that he knows. The churches, basically there's not any one, two churches the same because of leadership, if you can follow me. There's only way to keep them the same is through the Spirit. But any time that you plant it through from head knowledge, that's why there's so many different themes in churches. The church I came from, it was had due to communion. Boy, you had to have communion every Sunday, and that was their doctrine. That's the Camelots. That's where they were. The Baptists had theirs on baptism, water baptism. And the Lord's showing me this today. It's hot. That everything, they're only taking a little short section, and they're making their whole theology on one part. When God wants it to be on all parts, done from him, his leading into everybody, that we'd all work the same church to church. In China, they proved that. They could not tell people where they was going to be, and they knew through the Spirit where to go to church. Feel the glory. God knows. Something happened to you and me the other day. It was God saying the same thing that Brother Clinton did to me. God will do that. That's the Spirit of God. He wants to have in singleness of, it's like a husband and wife have to learn to be singular, they're two people, but they have to be single in the Spirit. Because if they don't, they're going to have fuming, fretting and all these things that takes place when we come in one heart, you have no troubles. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are spiritually the same way. That's why we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He is not there to be just put out on the door and set out in dry pasture. The Spirit of God is there for leadership. He's there to conduct business. It's God's business, and God says it is His business, and it's His church, it's His people, and when we kick Him out, we're kicking God out. We're kicking Him out of our presence, and we can. And if anyone says we got to do this to keep membership, well, let the memberships go. Start new, something that'll work. What you're doing, you've got God on your back, and He's not really likes it too well. He doesn't like, He's put up with it. He sent a lot of people probably to a low degree in heaven, but I'll carry it, there's going to be degrees in heaven. And if you want to go there for the low degree, just go to degree. It's still better than hell, but there's going to be some low degrees in heaven that you're not going to really have what you would have if you go all the way. So it behooves me, gives all of us, that we don't want to be up in heaven just as a nobody. And that's what you're going to be. Basically, you're going to be there, but you're not going to be conducting in some of the things that goes on in heaven. You're known by your age in the Spirit. And you learn that through growth in the Lord. God's got it all. He's got it all worked out. It's perfect, and it's very satisfying. It fits you. If you didn't do nothing here on earth and you make it through, just say you're thankful to not be in hell. But you're not going to live the style that those, God's going to give everyone according to His works. It's in the Word of God. He's going to give you according to your works. He's going to give you according to what you have. And that's the way it is. And America is going to get what she does for God. America is going to not slack. God's going to start backing against America because America is not working with God. So when we realize that Israel is the point that we all have to look to. Israel is the coming of the Lord. God's got eyes on Israel, and anyone that comes against Israel is coming against God Himself. God's not slack concerning His promise. God's here to pour out His mighty hand on America. He's here to help us this day. But the Bible says there in the 18th chapter, He says He wants us to come out of her. In Corinthians says, come out from among them, be ye separate, say the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you, and I'll be a father unto you. God's saying that the church come out from among them, be separate also. And in early church, in the early church, when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, what happened? They wanted to go back to Egypt. And God says, I want you to come out of Egypt. I said, come out of Egypt. And so they went around the lap. They went around. The Israelites says, we still want to go back to Egypt. So they went lap after lap. So they end up dying in the wilderness when they could have went out in about 2 weeks' time. 2 or 3 weeks would have been a short journey, and they would have been in the promised land. But the reason was that they still didn't have Egypt out of their hearts. Egypt was still, even though they was out of Egypt, even, and that's what happens to us. We get saved, and Egypt is not, sin's not out of, we want sin. We don't want God. We want to have our own way. We want to have a church that adapts herself to what we would. We want a church that what we want to be somebody special. We want to do all these things. And God says, hey, that's not my me, says the Spirit of God. And God's here to refuses that. He refuses to do our way. God is God. We need to realize it's a privilege for Him to offer us eternal life. It's a privilege that Jesus died for us. He saved us. He freed us from this awful sin that course that we've lived on. He's here to re-erect us this day. He's here to, we've been poverty stricken. We're poverty. We've been poor. We're wretched. We're blind. We're without measure. We have nothing. God's here to simply save us, to reestablish us, to re-bless us. We will not have to die in a country that doesn't respect the laws of God. God has laws. God has purpose. People tonight will not like this, but it's true. God's here to reestablish, to rebut you, to have you hope that you will not miss out on eternal life. But I say, if we don't change, says the Spirit of God, it's easy to miss out if we go our own willful ways. Our will take us to a place of non-return. And when we come to non-return, it means we have no exit to come out in the safe. We need to walk in safety continuously with an overflowing. We should have the love of God so great upon us that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful, Be all pleasing means being fruitful in every good work, increasing, not just taking in everything that comes your way, and being just letting the bad come in, and they run the church. Many of the churches I've been in, the bad would come in. They said, we don't want no move of the Spirit. And I'll tell you, there's people that sit there, and I told them I was going to get out of it, and I got out of it, because I'm not going to be partakers with sin. The bad ones come in, they take over, they get in the work section, they get in the authority section, they get over in the pastor, and pretty soon they control the persons, they control the building programs, they control the whole thing, and it's not moved on by the Spirit of God. Thank you, but that's the truth and the living God. God wants to fear not man. God governs us without the spirit of fear, but of power. That's what's happening to churches. We fear what man thinks about it. We fear what someone's going to say about it. We fear that someone isn't going to like us. Well, the thing that we need to fear is how God sees us. God reads our mind. And the love of God that we have is what God wants us to reestablish us, that we're not fear. We don't fear what man would say. We want to please our Heavenly Father. We all want to please Him with my attitudes, by the love of God, by come through my being, that I be a vessel of praise, a vessel lifting up the lover for the name of Jesus. Because what's going to happen, this America that we live in is a keg of dynamite. It's beyond, I won't want to go any farther, but it's a plague. If you understood what I've seen, America is a plague. In 1 minute, nothing's going to be here. Nothing. It's gone. It's gone. Just a few seconds. And if you'll talk to these people that know things, they'll tell you the same thing. We're on a powder keg. In a minute, God can say, mountains erupt. This place, the sea out here can fall out. There's things that's happened right in Mississippi. Great, great fault down there. There's troubles and there's mountains fixing to volcanoes. It's going to take place. America is going to end for doom. And I say, wake up. America needs to wake up, because God's going to take you away before that. I believe that God's going to take us out before that day comes. And it's going to be something. If you miss out on heaven, and you'll say, well, I'm doing pretty good here. I may have missed the rapture, but you're not going to know. Maybe you'll make it for a few weeks, but something can happen in the middle of the night, and that's the end of it. There'll be nothing. There'll be nothing. And that's what you see in Revelations. A third, in the Revelation it calls upon, it says a third of the earth shall be destroyed. And then it gives the 18th chapter of Babylon. And there's no other country. I've went through the Spirit of God today. There's no other country that fits in this. They fit in the buildings of carriages. Look, automobile industry, how we are. All these are different. And we have brought pornography to all parts of the world. And these people have come and lived at us. It's terrible. America has lived and dined and has wine people and brought liquor all over the world. We've brought destruction to many places. We have great arsenals of weapons that we sell these lower countries, and people sell from this America that brings... people get killed, all these things, violence from our nation. God wants us to be established that He is perfect, and He wishes that we no longer love what we're loving. What we're loving is going to be very tinsel. It's going to fall apart. And what we love, we must be heaven, because that's our new home. We're just like Abraham. I'm going to a different country. I no longer have my citizen. We don't need our citizenship in this land no longer. We need to be ready to exalt in the moment. In the twinkling of an eye, God's calling, and we need to be ready, because there's going to be people here that's not going to, they're going to be left because they haven't done some of the things that God wants us to make sure we're paid up in all of our areas. There are no farthings that we have to pay, and our whatever we have, we need to give to God. Whatever God wants us to do, we need to be in straight with Him, in communication. Lord, I give You my heart, I give You my tithes, I give You everything that I have. I give You my all. That's what God wishes for. But here we got to have our motorboats, we got to have our airplanes, we got to have our little livelihoods, we got to have our fun problems. And God says that's filth. Because whatsoever not is faith is sin. I know this is hard preaching, but whatever's not is faith is sin. And faith is the sum of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is mighty. God expects us out of His people. Not many people are here speaking what God's given my heart, but I'm going to speak it out because God is true. Everybody may leave, but I'm never going to give in. God is real. God's faithful. He will never leave you. Never for, I am getting sick in body, but God's going to give me enough strength until I go through. Hallelujah. I'm going to hang on there with all my might. He told me it's going to be rough my age. I'm here to produce and do the will of God. I'm here to preach the will of God. I am one crying the will of prepare ye the way of the Holy Ghost, the praying of Christ. God called me to prepare the way to heaven. Many people, and then these people are going to become up absent. And I have in my heart, there's nothing here. I can feel God right now, and I will tell any man, any pulpit, any place that I am on God's side, and don't touch me because God will fight my battles. God will protect you. He will guide you. And don't say something bad about some godly person, anybody. If you're out there, don't say nothing about your president. In America, we need to remember, we need to be careful with our words. We need to remember what we are a spokesman for God. God wants to come unto Him completely. Our whole deity, our whole moments, our whole directions are by the Spirit that we in God's sin would not have to say, come out of Babylon, come out. We should already be out of it. We should already come out of it and be separate. We should be as separated unto God day by day that we're walking in wholeness, walking in victory, prepared for meet heaven, prepared to meet our Lord and Savior, prepared to meet our Heavenly Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's real. He's coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory. But I'll tell you, people are afraid to preach. They're speaking in the natural. The natural, I'd be afraid, but the Spirit of God is the one. The Spirit of God has God telling me to do it. He's doing it. I'm just a vessel. God wants to engineer all of us. The people are going to make it. They're going to be lived. They're going to move out by the Spirit. We're living in a very precarious time. We're living in a time of Job's troubles. Daniel says, time of troubles that's never seen before. But God's people are going to do signs and exploits. I'm going to see great exploits. I'm going to see God move mightily. I'm just going to speak it to exist. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. I'm going to see dead people raised. I've already seen some. But God's going to let it mature greater. Hallelujah. We pay the price. God will come in and move upon you mightily. God's taken the back seat for so long. And this time He wants to arrive. God's here to establish a beachhead for the Lord Jesus Christ. God's here to establish righteousness. God's here to provide blessings for His people. His people don't have to live in poverty. That dream that I had a few years ago, I seen God's people living deprived from the things of God. And then God showed me this living in latrines. If you understand what latrines are, that's a bathroom. And that's a bad place to live in. And if God's people were living in latrines, that meant they were living in filth unspiritually. And they couldn't get out of it. And they thought everything was so perfect. They said, we can't leave what we have. And I seen they had nothing to leave. But they thought it was better. The enemy had blinded them so heavily that that trash that they had, they was wanting to keep on. That's like having garbage in your hand, and you don't want to give it away because it's what colors up your house. Well, you don't. That's what they had garbage there that should be disposed, but they was loving it. But it just showed me that where people were. God's here to re-bless you, to strengthen you, to make you holy. God's here to hear your prayers, to answer your prayers, to wish you a great day. We need a great day, America. We need a great day, people. We need to have a happy, happy heart, doing good like a medicine. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. God's here to reestablish you, to redirect you, to retouch you, that you won't have to walk in insult no longer because the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He has come to sabotage America. He's come to divide America. He's come to take America out. God, we trust. Satan hates America because in our money it says, in God we trust. Well, we have that in our money, but yet in backing it up, we don't live it. We should be able to back up what everything that we say. And that's as a Christian too. When we say something, it should be from our heart. We shouldn't say anything unless we know that's the truth. We need to take on God's image and the truth shall set us free. All liars are going to have their light in the lake of fire forever. And that's what many Christians are speaking, lies, hypocrisies, and what they're saying because their life, it doesn't declare what they're talking about.
And God wants to be above reproach. God wants to walk in His image. God bless you, people. God's here to bless you, to strengthen you. I'm going to quit because God's here to enable you this night. And America, God loves you. God loves you, America. God loves you. It's still time. It's still time. God's here to reestablish many, many, many. God doesn't want to see any go to hell. God doesn't want to see any miss out on heaven. God's here. God's faithful. He will keep you. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. I pray that you'll bless your people mightily. For out there, if you don't know the Lord tonight, you can accept Him in your heart right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray right now that they will accept you as your Lord and Savior. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, what that one, if they'll accept you in their heart, save them this night. For those that need an extra encouragement, I pray that you'd move upon them. Father, touch them in a mighty way. Father, let them read Thy Word. We need to get the Word. If you're out there this night, you need to study God's Word. You need to pray without ceasing. You need to call upon God. God will bless you. He will keep you. And He will make you to learn the face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Pour out the countenance upon you. Give you grace forevermore. God's here to reveal Himself to you in a very special way. But God's able to help you start. If you don't know Him this night, He's able. Just ask Him to come in your heart. Lord Jesus, I ask You to come in my heart. Lord, I want You as my personal Savior. Just say those. I want You to come in my heart. I wish to give my life over to You. And if you'll say that to Him, He will do it. He will make you whole. And He will start off and He will bless you. He will make you fit for heaven. He'll make you ready for heaven. He'll make you as a testimony for Him, that He might let your light so shine these last few days that you, the glory of God would be upon you. That your fingers would express Jesus. That your countenance would see Jesus. The Lord, the love of God would be upon you in a very wonderful way. I pray for a mighty blessing this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God.